Hey everyone, as always, we have a great program for you today, and you know I sound awful, but this is the tail end of a common cold for me, which almost always goes to laryngitis. The good news is I'm not infectious. I'm almost finished with this, and I'll be definitely talking less, and my guest Maria Ahlberg will be talking more. Maria is an advocate and a teacher, a practitioner of yoga here in our community for many years. I think there is a lot about yoga that we don't understand, the health, the balance, the strength in movement. So I want to thank you for tuning in, and we're going to take our first break right now.
Create a shopping and dining experience like no other.
Romance your love with a charming Valentine's Day gift from Eve's Leaves. From the coolest contemporary fashions, scarves, gloves, sweaters, jackets, jewelry, and gift certificates too. And Eve's Leaves will gift wrap too.
Sharon's Hallmark is the place to shop for your Valentine's gifts with a soothing fragrance of lavender products, jewelry, or tasty Valentine chocolates, plus a great selection of Valentine's Day cards and complimentary gift wrapping.
More than a dealership, Findlay Jeep Superstore is your New Year's resolution. Yes, Happy New Year from the Findlay Jeep Superstore. Start something new at the only standalone Jeep retailer in the area. Findlay Jeep Superstore has your go anywhere, do anything Jeep in stock. Findlay Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of new Jeeps, too many Jeeps, and they have to go. They needed to go last month. Visit Findlay Jeep Superstore for clearance pricing on all 2022 Jeep models during Findlay's Start Something New sales event. Save up to $10,000 or more on select 2022 inventory. Save $11,091 on a 2022 Jeep Gladiator Overland. Stock number J23003. Now only $49,999 plus tax and fees. That includes $3,500 in rebates and over $7,500 in Findlay discounts. Financing is available on approved credit. See dealer for details. Findlay Jeep Superstore is located in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex. See inventory online at FindlayPostFalls.com.
When choosing a wireless provider, you're forced to compromise. But what if you didn't have to? What if you could get reliable service without a contract and save money? Introducing Total by Verizon, a new no-contract, no-credit check carrier for you and your family, with plans starting at just $30 a month on America's most reliable 5G network. Total by Verizon is available at TotalByVerizon.com and at retailers nationwide, based on first place rankings and RootMetrics first half 2022 5G assessments of 125 metros. Experiences may vary, not an endorsement.
I had a nighttime routine for my frequent heartburn. I would drink milk, I would sleep upright with more pillows, but that painful burning stayed. So I made Prilosec OTC part of my morning routine. With just one pill each morning, Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid production, blocking heartburn day and night. Now I have a new nighttime routine. I call it sleeping.
One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. Join me as we say hello and welcome to Maria Ahlberg. Thank you so much, Maria, for being with us.
My pleasure.
It is so good to see you again. Full disclosure, for a very short time in Hope, I was a complete newbie, took a yoga class with Maria, and it was lovely. I thank you for that.
My pleasure.
So let's go back a little bit. How many years have you taught, practiced yoga, and how did you get started?
I began practicing yoga in 1967, believe it or not. I was 15 and a dancer and an athlete, but I grew up in, I tell people my family was like a circus, and I needed something really to help ground me. A great aunt of mine had serious back issues and found a book published in Australia about yoga. And she couldn't handle the practice. It was too intense for her, too much focus. So she handed me the book and said, I think you'd love this. So I began to read and do the asan practices. And when I went to college, there was an ashram near the college, and I began practicing there. And I continued my practice when I lived near Manhattan. So I would go into Manhattan, and on one side of Fifth Avenue, there was an Iyengar studio. This was downtown. And on the other side, there was a Shivananda studio. And they're quite different practices, but I really loved, I've spent a lifetime studying many of the practices. And I continued, and in 1987, we were living near the Delaware Water Gap, and I had an opportunity to study with Jain monks. So Jainism is it's really more a philosophy than a religion, other than Hindu, and the guru there was a really wonderful man. He was in his early 70s, and I had the opportunity to study with him for about a year and a half. And one day he said to me, well, what do you want? Do you want to come live here? And I said, no, I have a family. I love my family. And he said, well, do you want to be initiated? Do you want to become Jain? And I said, no. And he said, well, what do you want? And I said, I want you to give me a practice. And his eyes just kind of got wide. And he said, well, I need a commitment from you. And you and I have to work together to see whether or not that's going to be possible. And he said, first thing I want you to do is go home and throw all your books out. And I just kind of looked at him. I said, excuse me? They have knowledge and wisdom. He said, no. If you're serious, you want to practice for me, you will throw your books out. So I dutifully packed them up.
Did he mean yoga books? Yes. He didn't mean like your pre-med books.
No,
or
he meant my yoga
whatever
books.
Whatever yoga, okay.
Yeah. And so then we began to practice two or three times a week. Sometimes I would go to Darshan and he would be speaking about energy. He was very centered on energy and consciousness, not just the physical practice. And I would do that. And then we would do physical practice one day. And then the other day he would take me out and say, you need to understand the nature of being. And you have to sit with that for a few moments, but we would
maybe
watch.
A few days.
Yeah, just
weeks.
Yeah, like a lifetime.
Yes.
So we would observe everything, the movement of clouds, the way they came together, the way they came apart. You would watch the nature of water in all its different forms. We watched every creature you can imagine. I watched everything breathe, from spiders to caterpillars to birds to anything. And he said, are you beginning to understand the nature of being, the nature of movement, how every part of an organism comes together? And that's really what yoga means. It means interconnection. So I had a year and a half with him, and then I moved out here and began teaching here. I began teaching in 1985.
So let me just say, when you ask this guru for a practice, you wanted a did you want something that was individualized for you?
Yes.
Something that, and that's why it was, you know, he wanted this commitment. He wanted to know you were serious.
Yes.
It wasn't just any kind of yoga.
Yes.
It was something that he and you were going to kind of, I just want to say organically or...
It is very organic.
Yes.
It is, Barbara.
For you. I love that.
Yes. And he said, your dharma, in other words, my purpose in having this practice, he said, is to raise the awareness of those who come to you for practice and to give them help them find their own practice. So my interest has never been to have large practices or have people repeatedly come back to me for years. It's to help them understand who they are and how yoga moves through them. So over the 55 years I've been practicing, I've really created my own methodology stemming from this practice that Guruji gave me all those years ago.
You know, you've introduced a lot of things in my head, the different styles of yoga and that, but let's, you mentioned that some people think, and I ran into this when I was telling people I was going to talk with you in yoga, and they were like, oh, you know, like it was some kind of a religion. There would be some kind of a spiritual imposition that, like, as a person who has no religion or a Christian should have to resist. How do you answer that?
Well, in addition to all the other things I've studied through a lifetime, I have studied religion and spiritual practices because I had a very eclectic religious background growing up. And I thought, well, okay, I've familiarized myself with the different branches of Christianity. And I had many Jewish friends. I dated Muslim young men. And I kept looking for the thread of something, the essence of something that could supersede all the things that differentiate, so that I don't, my purpose is not, I'm not Hindu. There are practices that stemmed from the Vedas and the Hindu religion. I'm not Jain, I'm not Buddhist per se, but I want anyone to say, I can bring my personal spiritual beliefs because my intention is not to impose anything. And I'm very, I was talking to you before we started, I teach a multidimensional practice. So we are a matter energy or physical body. We have an energy dimension. We have dimensions of mind. We have a soul. We have a field of emotions. I have to say, I go back to my science background as well, because matter and energy are continuously interchangeable. So in essence, everything is energy. Thoughts are energy, emotions are energy, and then gradually they come down. We embody a lot of our thoughts and our emotions. So part of yoga is to raise that awareness to say, okay, what are my thoughts, for example, on a particular day? And how is that making me feel? Not just my emotions, but how do I feel in my physical body as a result of that? So it becomes a little more complicated, and yet it frees us at the same time.
You know, it's interesting because as a Christian, as a believer in Christ, I attended your classes, and I never once, I don't even know who else was there who might have been a Christian. I think there were a couple of gals, actually, now that I think of it. But I never felt like I was being, what's the word? Like I was being led into some kind of a place of different spirituality. For me, Maria, it was energy. It was relaxing. And yet it was physical. I was always surprised at how with seemingly not very much movement, I would start sweating.
Yes.
You would get totally warmed up. It was always interesting. And you were very precise when we didn't have our body in the right position.
Because
it was important.
Yes.
And that's a physical thing.
It's physical, but you know,
and
when I say
energy.
To people, yes, it's everything. When we're in alignment, we feel this wonderful at-one-ment with ourselves. Or, you know, I will say to people, define soul for yourself. Define the center of source for yourself. That's not my job, thank
exactly.
goodness. And so draw that light, draw that love and that energy into your practice and let it create this beautiful field in which you can move and experience.
You know, one of the things that I think I want our audience to heal, and this is going to be folk, or to hear, And this is going to focus a little bit or quite a bit on the physical, but what are the benefits of yoga? If you were talking to someone who didn't know very much about yoga and they're considering taking a class, what are some of the benefits of yoga that you might mention?
Well, especially the way I teach, I raise people's awareness of all the moving parts, including organs, because I always tell people yoga takes you from the very pragmatic and very grounded and earthy to the esoteric and ecstatic. So let's understand the moving parts and a better way, perhaps, to move them. I've taught everyone from people in wheelchairs to advanced practitioners. Mm. And when I always say to people, go for an optimal experience. Okay, you're chair-bound at this moment. Well, that doesn't mean you can't move. It doesn't mean you can't breathe. It doesn't mean you can't feel better, because we all want to feel better. I always tell people, well, come practice with me so you can dance with me when I turn 100. And that's how I really feel about it. So I think if chair yoga is where you are, be where you are. Be glad for that and learn how to engage these practices, breath, movement, stillness, relaxation, strength. Feel them where you are and build from there.
You know, you can Google, listeners out there, you can Google yoga and it'll say, here are the 15 benefits of yoga. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting because they are... And join in with me, Maria, like the ones that I jotted down because it was true for me. It's true for all of the exercise I do, not just yoga, whether I'm walking or water aerobics or swimming or doing this movement thing at the YMCA. Balance, flexibility, and mobility. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just like, we all want that through the years.
Yes, because as we age, if we don't continue to move, our connective tissue loses a degree of elasticity. Our muscles lose muscle mass and strength.
Or lose
it. Yes, and that's actually true.
Yeah. And that's why they say sitting is so bad.
Yes.
I mean, if you can understand and believe, which I think a lot of people do well, sitting at your desk watching TV for 7 hours a night is not good for you and your health, then obviously the opposite is going to be true. Moving, getting up and moving, however it is that you want to do, including yoga, is good for your health.
As long as it's a balanced approach.
Okay.
You know, I tell people, one form of fitness may be wonderful for someone and not wonderful for someone else.
Yes.
I think we really have to attune ourselves to what works for us, what helps us feel better. If we would learn to listen to our own organisms and respect them. I was a runner, a distance runner. I ran for 40 years. And before I turned 60, I decided, all my joints are in great shape, and I want them to continue that way. I didn't particularly look forward to joint replacement, so I stopped running, but I'll hike or walk long distances. And that is wonderful for me.
You know, on the idea of what can yoga do in a practical sense or even a physical sense or metaphysical, stress was on everyone's list. Mm-hmm. Where were you when it said this is a way of relieving stress, which we know is rampant in our world, in our lives today. Comment on that. How is it that yoga relieves stress in our lives and in our body? We carry
completely.
I'm carrying stress right now in my throat, and that's why it's tight. Mm-hmm. It's sick. It's not happy.
It's not happy.
It's telling me about it.
In 1997, I was certified as a stress management consultant, but it was a cognitive behavioral Western style of stress. And I looked at that and I said, well, this is incomplete, because I can take everything I've learned through meditation, through focus, through breathing, in yoga, everything I learned as a pre-med major, I can put a much better package together. So one of the things they know, for example, that interrupts a stress reaction is deep breathing. If you're not going to have a drug of some kind, then the best thing to do is just come to a moment of stillness, whether you close your eyes or you don't. Take a long, deep breath. Just retain it for a moment and then let it out slowly through the nose. One of the reasons nostril breathing is so important is it helps us focus. We watch that breath come in through the tip of the nose. It comes across the bridge of the nose. You can actually attend to the way it travels down to the lungs and how your thoracic diaphragm moves. If you spend 2 or 3 minutes doing that, suddenly you have shifted your focus to that which caused the distress to the fact that you're calm. And perhaps your thoughts can slow down and you can focus better.
I want to hold that thought right there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about breathing. This is so important, so stick around.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
Attention off-road and overland enthusiasts. Selkirk Off-Road is an overland outfitter shop that specializes in getting you set up with some of the best products on the market. They can assist you in helping make that dream build a reality. Their current build offerings include truck campers, solar setups, rooftop tents, bumpers, and more. Selkirk Off-Road is also the authorized Alucab dealer for the entire Inland Northwest, located at 89 McGee Road, just off Highway 200 in Sandpoint, Idaho. Online at selkirkoffroad.com.
This January, you might want to cover your head because the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry is dropping cold, hard cash. It's the Plinko Money Drop, and you can qualify all month long to win Plinko Cash. When the money isn't dropping, you can retire to Springs Restaurant and enjoy our lunch and dinner specials, generous portions at a special $13 price. We also dropped our spa prices. Get a 50-minute custom massage for just $69. Or our popular signature facial and express pedicure is just $99. Our room rates are even better. Midweek rooms in the Kootenai Falls Lodge are just $79 a night, with weekend rooms for $99. January is Plinko Money Drop Month, and we're making it rain, baby. So eat, sleep, play, and win at the Kootenai Casino. To book your getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Be ready for winter weather with Rain-X Advantedge wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantedge wiper blades and save $10, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
There's two kinds of people in the world, those who own a TYM tractor and those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
Jordan Sales and Service has you covered this winter with a TYM enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of TYM attachments from snow blowers to snow blades, and you've got winter beat. See your new TYM tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service. New location and showroom at 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls or online at jordansales.com.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We are having a really interesting conversation with Maria Alberg. Maria has been, oh my goodness, I didn't do the math, 55 years. She has been involved with learning about and then sharing and teaching the world of yoga. And it's so interesting. And before we went on the break, Maria, you had started talking about the importance of breathing through our nose. Mm-hmm. And I was telling you about a book James Nestor wrote, Breath. And it was all about the power. It's so interesting to me because now I do this. And honestly, hey, everybody, it makes a difference. Mm. It makes a difference. Most of us mouth breathe when we're talking, of course, when we're eating. But at all other times, especially when we're sleeping, mm-hmm. we need to nose breathe. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that again.
The emphasis in yoga is on nostril breathing. There are, to my experience, only two oral breath practices, and they are designed to cool you in summer, and they work very well. But in addition to being more aware, one of the things I ask people when they begin to practice with me is, are you a shallow breather? And a lot of people don't even know.
Yeah.
And so that's the first thing we start to pay attention to is how deeply do you breathe? Very few people breathe down to the bottom lobes of their lungs, and we have much greater lung capacity than we imagine. We want more oxygen, which interconnects with the hemoglobin in our red blood cells, because that's what helps, it gives us metabolic energy. And it helps everything move more efficiently. So, you know, it helps our muscles work better. It helps us relax more.
It helps our mind work better.
So then when I get people to increase their breathing, I ask them to interconnect it with their mind. Notice, what's going on in your mind? Very often you'll hear a chattering mind referred to as a monkey mind because people can't seem to slow their thoughts down. I was teaching meditation and someone said to me, well, I can't empty my mind. I said, I didn't ask you to empty it.
Exactly.
I said, I think that's probably quite impossible. But we can clear the thoughts by focusing on one thing at a time. And focusing on that stream of breath, or even being aware of it coming in and going out, if you can't track it down to your lungs, helps to focus your mind. That's part of why deep breathing in the stress reaction is so valuable. And mind, as I said toward the beginning, everything in yoga is interconnected. So our thoughts are interconnected with our breath, and I won't go into today because it's a pretty deep concept, but there is what's called the breath within the breath. You'll hear stories of yogis who can retain an exhalation for days at a time because they are within the so-called energy breath, and that gets pretty esoteric. But just being able to take a long, deep breath and pause, I tell people it's like putting a period at the end of a sentence. Just pause, then let it go out. Watch it go out. We do alternate nostril breathing. There are so many variations of breathing. Yeah.
Also, pause on the exhale.
Yes.
You know, exhale, and then just be there for just a gentle. The more you do it, the more able you are to do it.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to confess something. This book that I read, everything it said, it talked about nighttime breathing, mm-hmm. and that a lot of us have our mouth open at night. It's why mm-hmm. we have dry mouth mm-hmm. and all that. So it recommended taking a little piece of surgical tape and taping your mouth shut. Now, it sounds like I'm going to die. It's just a little piece of tape. I can still drool. I can still say something if I want to. But it encourages my mouth to stay closed mm-hmm. and pushes me to breathe through my nostril mm-hmm. all night long. Mm-hmm. I am here to tell you, Maria, it changed the way I sleep. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird, but
no.
It's true.
Yes.
It changed the way my sleep is better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just started doing this like, I don't know, 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And it's already made a difference. So, mm-hmm. you know, here I am. Tape your mouth shut mm-hmm. at night. Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of weird, but it's true, isn't it?
Well, for example, a lot of people walk in groups or with a friend, and they spend a lot of time in conversation. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you agreed to walk, for example, for 5 minutes without speaking and just focused on the rhythm of your breathing with the rhythm of your walking, you might discover there was a difference.
There would be, especially because now you're breathing through your nose, not your mouth. Mm-hmm. When we're talking or eating, mm-hmm. we are breathing through our mouth. Mm-hmm. We have to.
Often. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's just one thing. I want to take... Excuse me. So what other benefits are there to yoga?
Well, I think in general, it helps you feel really more alive. You know, we have become a culture to a great degree, unless we are athletic. We have chosen that lifestyle. We're a culture that has relinquished movement more and more. We sit in front of screens often, one type or another. And... too much of our lives, in my opinion, is focused externally. And so if we would bring our awareness, and I'm not saying this to go into ego or be self-absorbed, but to really understand who we are and move. And movement, I think any kind of movement. I think yoga is wonderful for some people, but Tai Chi is a wonderful way of moving. Dancing is a wonderful way of moving. Hiking, swimming. There are so many ways. Yoga I love because it brings so many elements of being together. And we laugh a lot in the practices I facilitate. I think laughter is such an important part of being. It's good for the soul. It's good for your body. It's good for your psychology. So I would say if you're interested in yoga, find a practice. Ask if you can try one or two practices. You know, there might be a fee involved, but sometimes you can even just go in and observe. And when you find the right person with whom to practice, then just pay attention. Don't hold expectations for yourself. I tell people, if you're going to practice with me, you have to stop competing. I don't want you looking at anyone else. I don't want you competing even with yourself, because this is not about competition, not in my practice. And if you relax and you allow yourself to experience that practice, you begin to recognize things about the way you'd like to feel in your body. Maybe you've lost a range of motion you'd like to regain. We spend a little time at the beginning of every practice in pranayama, in breathing, mind, body practice. And then I do some range of motion. I always ask if there's something someone needs to weave into practice. And we'll attend to that before I stream. And I don't plan. I've never planned a yoga practice in my life. I say to people, I don't know where the download comes from. And maybe that sounds a little strange.
I think, but it's you reading who is in your
I class. I do in part.
And, yeah.
But I also feel as though there's a consciousness or mind that just comes through and allows me to facilitate a flow. And in all these years, I've been teaching for 38 years, I have never done the same practice twice.
That's amazing. Tell our audience where they can find you if they want to do a class with you, where they can get to know you.
Well, at this point, I'm really almost semi-retired. My husband had primary progressive multiple sclerosis, and the last few years of his life were difficult, so I gave up a lot of my teaching time to spend with him. I have my own studio space out in Samuels, and I teach at Judy Payne, and poor Judy's probably not happy because we kind of maxed out at this point. There's probably room for a couple more people in her space, and that's at the corner.
And that's here in Sandpoint.
Yeah, that's here in town. And then I teach a practice on Tuesdays. I'll leave here and at 1:30 teach at a space at 520 Cedar Street. And, you know, I'm kind of playing with, do I want to expand my teaching career at this point or not? But, and I also do private work, so.
Well, there are other yoga teachers and other opportunities. Mm-hmm. Is there a number that you do want to give people to call? Or?
Well, I'll give myself a number. I don't have voicemail. I'll just warn everyone. But I have texting ability. So it's area code 208-946-1754. I will always get back to you if you send me a text and say you're interested in yoga.
All right, that's Maria's cell phone for text, 208-946-1754. We're up against another break, but, you know, I have been meaning to share with you a text that came in during the program from Sandpoint Police Department, or the Sheriff's Office, rather. From the Priest River Police. They are looking for a missing juvenile, Nafira Shapland Reed. Bless her heart. They think she's in the Sandpoint area. That's all the information I have. But so please keep your eyes looking for a young girl who is out and about on her own. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Ryan Adams coming to the Fox Theater, Spokane, March 16th. The concert will feature Ryan Adams, his guitars, and a piano in an acoustic tour de force not to be missed. March 16th at the Fox Theater, Spokane.
Girl, when you're lonely, I'll follow you. So hard to be without you.
Tickets on sale now. Get yours at foxtheaterspokane.com or call 509-624-1200.
Only in a boat at the Spokane Boat Show. The boats are back. Live in-person show, 4 days only. You'll see the newest model boats, cruisers, all kinds of fishing boats, pontoon party barges, personal watercraft, and ski runabouts.
Only in a boat. Only in a boat. Only in a boat.
The Spokane Boat Show is family fun. 4 days only, January 26th through 29th. Find the hours on our website. It's easy to compare, and there's major boat show price reductions from the manufacturers and local dealers. Plenty of free parking at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center.
It's the place to be with all of your friends and your family. Feel the magic when you float.
Only in a boat, only in a boat.
It starts Thursday, January 26th, 4 days only. The Spokane Boat Show, sponsored by the Spokane Yacht Club.
This January, you might want to cover your head because the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry is dropping cold, hard cash. It's the Plinko Money Drop, and you can qualify all month long to win Plinko Cash. When the money isn't dropping, you can retire to Springs Restaurant and enjoy our lunch and dinner specials, generous portions at a special $13 price. We also dropped our spa prices. Get a 50-minute custom massage for just $69, or our popular signature facial and express pedicure is just $99. Our room rates are even better. Midweek rooms in the Kootenai Falls Lodge are just $79 a night, with weekend rooms for $99. January is Plinko Money Drop Month, and we're making it rain, baby. So eat, sleep, play, and win at the Kootenai Casino. To book your getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Mountain Stove has hot tubs. Are you looking for a hot tub and tired of finding overpriced tubs? So were we. Mountain Stove is excited to announce that we have brought in the affordably priced Strong Spas. Are you concerned with having to keep the hot tub cover clear of snow buildup? With great insulation and hard covers, Strong Spas are ready for the extreme weather. Mountain Stove has spas on the floor ready to show and spas ready to deliver. Check us out at mountainstove.com or come visit us at 1225 Michigan Street.
North Idaho's radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. I am so happy that you're with us today because I think this is a really important conversation we're having, an opportunity for you to consider if of the various exercises or things that you do in your life, you might want to consider yoga. So let's go back again and talk to our audience. I'm speaking with Maria Alberg. She has done yoga forever, and she teaches yoga teachers, mm-hmm. and that qualifies them for their ongoing certifications. So we are talking to a real guru of yoga here. She just rolled her eyes at me. But there are misconceptions about it. First of all, it's going to impose some kind of religious, spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. Speak to that again.
Mm-hmm. As I said to Barbara, there are practices because you will find that some of the practices are rooted deeply in the Hindu practice. And a lot of people aren't even aware of a Tibetan yoga practice that is, the asanas vary, the sequences vary, and the philosophy is based in Tibetan Buddhism. But I've spent time studying so many philosophies and styles of yoga. Ashtanga Vinyasa yoga is that very powerful hot yoga, which is different from what today is called hot yoga. It takes a little time and real interest to pay attention to those styles. And then Barbara and I were talking about the fads that come through. Are you going to have little goats on your back while you're doing, you know?
What is this yoga? I never heard of a goat yoga.
Yeah, there are miniature yogas that actually are on miniature goats, excuse me, yes, that are on the body while you're doing asana practice. And I raised goats, so I'm not a big fan of that, but that's okay. Some people might enjoy it.
It's the thinking.
I couldn't tell you.
Maybe
I
no
truly
thinking.
Couldn't.
All
yeah.
right.
So I think finding the style of yoga. A vinyasa, for example, is a flow. Your asana practice, asana or posture practice, flows one into the other. And then there is a type of yoga where you retain asanas. I will sometimes stay in an asana for longer than 3 minutes because I am practicing breath, energy, and mind work, and there's a subtlety about that. And I think you have to, that's why it's important to get to know yourself. What is it? I always say to people who say to me, I can't do that. I said, you can't do it yet. Make space. Let's start on finding why at this moment you think, you know, and I say, how about we throw the cognitive mind out for a little while? Can we be in awareness and just...
Or the anticipation.
Yes.
Oh,
or the expectation.
I don't have good balance, yes. Or I can't do that.
Yes. And so I say to them, there are so many techniques and so many possibilities. I always say to people, Albert Einstein was a Buddhist. He didn't know it. He used to say possibilities were endless, infinite possibilities. So I love to use that. I said, well, how do you know? Let's find out. Let's explore. So yoga for me is an adventure. It's an exploration in mind, in matter, energy, body, in energy fields, and in communicating. It's amazing. I was in a practice this morning, and it was a private practice. And this woman and I, you develop a rapport. Even if it's not partner yoga is a lovely, joyful practice when you're practicing with someone who is about on the same par. Yeah.
Did you practice yoga with your husband? I was just thinking of his multiple sclerosis, which mm-hmm. is this muscular thing.
Well, it's a neurological.
Neurological.
Yeah, but it does affect muscles. And we did. He did yoga every day, almost up to the day he died.
Oh, wow.
And he would do what he could do in that moment. And, you know, that's why I say to people, okay, we all have a time, or maybe it's our whole lifetime, where we're challenged in one way or another. Okay, but there isn't just one way to do it. It's one of the reasons I love the fact that there are so many ways of moving into this practice, of appreciating it and engaging it.
You know, I think that is probably, of all the messages today, Maria, that you have shared with us, that is, I think, the most important. That yoga is not this one thing.
No.
It's a very dynamic, depending on all these different styles of yoga, not the fad yogas like goat and naked yoga and hot yoga, but the really different styles of yoga. But I'm hearing it is teacher-leader dependent also. That leader takes that yoga into a different place because of what they do and where they are and like you were saying, how you read and receive how to lead a class. You said you've never led the same class twice.
Never.
That is incredible. I think it's so important for people to hear that.
Well, so one of a world famous yogis, and he was called Bapaji, Swami Kripalu, used to say, if you get on your mat, and you sit quietly, and you turn inward. The term in yoga is pratyahara, turning inward. Know who you are, where you are, your state of being, and your practice will flow from that. You don't need a book in front of you. You don't need a DVD. Once, of course, you've learned some of the fundamentals. I tell people, I don't teach yoga, I facilitate it. I facilitate a yoga experience. And from that, everyone will glean what they need. I always say, if I use a term you don't understand, please ask me.
Or let it go.
Yes.
Just let it go.
Or let it go. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I never felt, I had recently a friend who is a believer in Jesus, and she said she attended yoga, and it was like dark, she felt like a darkness around her, and I just said I never felt that way. It was nothing that opposed my faith, but I approached for me it was like a workout class.
I don't know how you can't read the Bible and the love and work that Jesus did with energy.
Yes.
And not just be in awe of that. So for me, there's no conflict. One of the things I loved about Mahatma Gandhi was that although he was born a Hindu, he read the Christian Bible. Mm-hmm. He saw the value in Jesus's works. So
the only thing that falls short of is that Jesus was a good teacher, you know, he was a wise man. It falls short of Son of God, that
he
himself was God. Yeah. So there is that. But it's true. I just think, and the other part that I think is really important, in addition to the different types and the different teachers, is this whole breathing thing. Obviously, I'm so excited about this whole breathing thing, but that's a huge part of yoga.
It is a huge part.
It's a huge part of our life, Maria.
It is life. In fact, a yogi's lifetime is measured in breaths.
Say that again.
A yogi's lifetime or a yogini's lifetime is measured by number of breaths.
Amen. We're going to let that be the last word. Thank you so much for being with us. It was my joy and my pleasure also. I apologize again for my voice, you guys. I hope I haven't irritated you too much. Next week, we continue our focus on health. There's a new health clinic opening in Sandpoint called Hope Health. This is really unique, very different, providing direct primary care. Three doctors will be with us. This could be a game changer for you and your family. Don't miss it. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care, slow down, and may God richly bless you.